Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Many blessings to you. Yes, indeed. It is about that time to share some love story and be the change we want to see and recognize that love shows up in so many ways. And today we have a lot of listeners calling in to share their story. But before we hear the story, we need a reminder of who we are. Carly Jackson.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
What if we, what if you, what if I all loved each other? It would be nothing we can't do if we could choose to love each other. There is no mountain could stand. Say the greatest thing is love, and prophets say without love they ain't enough. Still there remains a question. In a world still filled with war, despair and hate, without a piece of food on every plate, could love be the right direction? There is no mountain could stand.
Sacred medicine. There'll be nothing we can't do. There'll be nothing you can't do if you choose to be love, if you choose to be love, to express the love that you are. We need each other. And I take this moment to thank Celestine the vet for helping me know that all we need is love. All we need is love. You don't need to do that. Okay, I won't. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Woo! Life is good. It's getting better. Troy Horn, what if we? It's so simple, but yet we make it complicated. It's so simple. It's so powerful. It's so gentle that we just hold each other's hands. Why? Why? But then again, you know what? Let me take the attention off what I think is missing and focus on what is here, because there are those of us who are living the truth, who are moving through it, growing and expanding. And we're just a space for us to expand in consciousness. So I am truly grateful for this moment called now. I am truly grateful for those of you that are listening. And before I go on, let me take a breath. Breathe out. Honor and recognize the presence of and power of God that is moving through each and every one of us. Call it whatever name you want. Call it nothing. Even tell me you don't believe in it. I don't care. As long as you're loving, kind, compassionate, that's all that matters to me, because it ain't tripping. So why should I trip? From that place in consciousness, I want to welcome you. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. And the change begins and continues because you tune in to yourself first. And you can't help but make a difference because you just signed up to have your soul activated. And when your soul is activated, you can't help but say yes. Why? Because it's encoded in your DNA. When you show up, that's you pushing the install button, the activate button, the apply button. Now, if you didn't want to change, too late. Life is good. With ups and downs and the valley and the mountains, but just embrace it all. It's all about dancing, isn't it? You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. The I Am presence is uniquely expressing as Life Coach Ade. I am that I am. To find out more about Troy Horn, his website address is TroyHorne.com. Troy, T-R-O-Y, just in case you need me to spell that too. TroyHorne.com. What if we love each other and embrace each other and see the best in ourselves? In ourselves. Yes, yes, yes. Let me see the best in the beautiful people that are working with me. I am so grateful. I am so grateful. And Microsoft, get your ish together, okay? Nobody got time for all. I got a show to do. Where's Celeste? Celeste is right here. And whenever you're ready, Chrome, thank you very much. Okay, I'm hearing words from the center that I'm supposed to slow it down, that every one of us would just need to slow down. So I say yes, I receive it, I accept it. Whew, how are you doing, Celeste?
I'm wide awake. I'm ready for some love. That didn't sound
yes,
like it.
Yes, yes, yes. Why not?
Well, I'm know,
curious.
Right?
I know why that didn't sound like. And what's your mind doing? Your mind is saying that you can't say what you really mean. Is that what your mind is telling you?
Oh, hi, Life Coach today. Can we start over? I'm doing great. I'm having a wonderful time. It's always fun, playing with you and Yvette and our wonderful listeners. I'm so excited to hear the information, the stories, the poems, the quotes, whatever might pop off today. And so I enjoyed Valentine's Day. I reclaimed it. I sure did. We all have great love stories.
So you had issues Valentine's Day?
I'm not telling that story again.
Oh, wow, you're such a great student and a wise teacher. Go ahead and teach me something. I know that's
there
right.
There you go.
It's like, hey, that's in the past. Leave it back there.
There you go.
In 1987 in high school. Okay.
Come here. Talk. You want to talk about it? You want to ask Life Coach Jade? You want to talk about it?
No.
You've healed it now.
I've healed it now. I appreciate that all attention can be reversed as love in disguise, you know?
Okay. Or love with some interference.
There you go.
Most of us a lot of people get caught up in the interference, and they think interference is a reality. So
forgive them, Father, for they know not what. Yes, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do, and love them anyway.
And for they know not how powerful and how yummy and how transforming love is.
Absolutely.
Yes. So, getting myself together here. We got our listeners who are going to be sharing with us. They're lining up, right?
Yes. So excited.
Okay. Yeah. we have an opportunity. We're going to have a great show. I know that anyway. But we'll share that later.
I have a Valentine's request for our first person who's coming to share. I mean, if he could just drop a little serenade, and I'll let you, you know, do the rest.
You know, musicians have the Ten Commandments, right? Well, number one is thou shalt never ask an artist to sing on the spot unless they're willing.
I didn't. He could just, you know, hear the request. And then come in and be like, you know, just check out my album. And that's cool, but we should ask for what we want today, even on the radio. It's Valentine's. Let's do this.
Maybe he'll come on and go, turn off the light.
Wow.
Inside joke, only his friends would know it, or people who've been on his website.
Turn it off! Stop it. Because you're going to make me join you, okay? You know, my favorite part. Don't get me started. If I'm going to try to talk him into it, but, you know, I'm lying here. Okay, I'm done. Wait, kid. Okay.
Well, now we got to behave ourselves. We got to behave ourselves. Cause
let me calm down now.
He's brought some people to listen for the first time, and we don't want to turn them off. We just want to turn off the light. We want to keep the light within them activated, but we want to talk about love. So anyway.
All right.
So
I'm off.
You know you got to do. All right. Talk to you later. Yes, indeed. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show, and it's okay. Life is good. It's getting better. We got some... kind of like a sad news, but, you know, that's life. That is life. Mercury is retrograding, and there's more, but we'll leave it alone for now. But we do have a remedy. We do have plan B. So let's see what we're going to do is have Celeste tell us a little something, and we will, well, for those of you who don't know, today what we're doing is we have listeners call in, share their story. Share their love story, what they believe about love, their struggles with love, a quote that touches their heart, anything that they want to share about. Maybe they want to send a love out to somebody, maybe somebody in the military, somebody in another country, someone in a hospital. This is the platform. We have people scheduled to call in, but if you're listening and you're hearing this for the first time and you want to be part of the conversation, you can also call in. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Maybe press 1 on your keypad to share your love story, share your challenges with love, because it's all about life. It's all about love. And so now, as I multitask, let's see. What am I doing? I don't know. So do the radio thing. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show. Call in now, 347-426-3346. That's what people do when they get confused. In-house secret. But I'm not confused. I'm always clear. We are going to take a break. That's what we're going to do. And we'll continue the show. 347-426-3346. And make sure you press 1 to share your love story. We'll be back.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find a metaphysical rebel, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach a Day. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach a Day can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. Now, if you don't do or can't get on Facebook, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com, hover on the Life Conversations radio menu, then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. Do you have questions or show topics you would like Life Coach Today to consider for upcoming shows? You can email him that too at ask@lifecoachaday.com. The theme for the month of February is Activate the Love Matrix. And we also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network for you. Be sure to join Mbasa Safera for the play experience every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, tune in to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today on the last Wednesday of the month. You can also join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. You will find a calendar and a listing of all the shows. The Ask Life Coach Today radio show is also syndicated on Within Radio every Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern on InspireBroadcasting.com. And don't miss the musical odyssey of Sounds of Soul with Adeyemi Fowoshe on 12radio.com every Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern. Don't let the soul train depart without you. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you. Yes, you are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. We are supporting you in activating the love matrix. Let's reprogram. Let's rethink. Let's unlearn the BS. Don't have others have your mind. Don't hijack. Don't let them hijack your mind. And who's them? The beliefs that you have, that you think someone can take your power away. You don't have the power. It's time to grow up. It's time to expand in consciousness and recognize who you are. Activate the love matrix, and you won't have to trip the thing from consciousness of yes, love and of I. Now, as I said, we are inviting listeners. We have people scheduled who are going to share their story about love, what they're passionate about. Maybe Valentine's Day, their favorite memory, a quote. We have a lot to share with you, so let's jump in because, you know, time is doing what time does. It keeps moving. Now, this brother, I would say this before I bring up Celeste to just tell you a little bit about him. This brother, and I just love the world we live in. There's so many ways for us to connect, and social media is truly a reflection of our oneness. It reflects our oneness with each other, and there's so many ways we can reach out. And I met this brother online and found out about his music, love his consciousness, just something about his spirit. And he definitely came up like one of the first brothers that came up when we were putting the show together. And so I'm grateful he's here. Celeste is going to tell you a little bit about him now.
It is my pleasure, family, to introduce you to Terrance Harris. Holding a commitment to himself and a loyalty to his passion, he has integrated his love of funk, rock and roll, and soul into his musical platform. His musical style and talent showcases the velvet passion for love and all things beautiful that lie deep within him. His album is entitled The Book of Emotion, and it has an eclectically smooth yet funky R&B sound intertwined with a neo-soul groove and a touch of rock and roll that only Terrance delivers. It is sure to invoke an emotion and stir up passion in all who dare to open and read the contents of the book. Family, please welcome Terrance Harris.
All right, Celeste, you enjoyed reading that one. How are you doing, my brother?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you? Good morning. Good morning, Celeste.
Thank
good
you.
Good morning to you. Good day. Good now.
Indeed.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you for saying yes and showing up. So let's hear your musing. Let's hear your thoughts. Let's hear what do you have to share with our listeners today about love? Actually, you know what? I'm going to do this differently. I wasn't planning to do this. So I'm gonna do it now because it just popped in my head. I heard a voice. Says, wait. Ask the first question. So the first question is,
okay.
It's real simple actually. It's quite a simple question. So don't panic. The question is, who are you? Who is Terrance Harris?
That's a very good question. First off, I would say that I am love. I worked a long time trying to build up who I am and who I will become because I'm ever-changing. I love the beauty of transition. I love where I have been, and I love where I'm going. I never define myself by who I am, but who I choose to be. I keep it that simple.
I know that's right. See, I told you it was a simple question. It's all in the simplicity that we experience the profound. Now, my brother, speak to us on love.
Love. It's a really interesting one. I've heard it explained in many different ways, a myriad of ways. How I would describe it is the true essence of who we can strive to be at all times. Love can't be contained in just one place and time. It transforms in so many different ways. People say that you can't really know how to love unless you do this or unless you do that, but it's not true because once you understand the essence of love, it permeates everything. It's all about what you choose to love. You can love not to love. You can love to love things. You can love to love people. You can love to love consciousness. Or a lack thereof. There are so many things that you can love, and people really need to tap into what love truly is and what it truly does.
So you said you can love not to love. Is that what you said?
You sure can.
Okay, tell us about that.
There are some people who live in fear, fear of love, of past situations and experiences. So they justify and they choose to tell themselves this is what they don't want anymore, so long and so much that they don't believe it. They don't believe in it. So therefore, they've found themselves something new to believe in regarding love. But the irony about it is they're still loving. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's all
they're
about what you choose to absorb.
They're holding their fears together. They're holding their fears together like, this is mine. I'm going to hold on to it. It's an interesting thing because that's why I wanted to unpack that, you know, when you talk about not loving not to love, they get so attached to it. But really, as you explain it, and as I say, it's really the fear. It's the fear to really open their heart. So they hold on to something that really, they think it makes them feel secure, but it leaves them feeling insecure because they're afraid to open up.
They love the comfort, the stagnancy, the complacency, you know, the idleness of it. That brings a level of consistency for some people who really don't want to grow in particular areas, who are afraid of the pain or the struggle of growing. So therefore, they fall in love with those things that are dormant.
And then they die because it becomes stagnant. tell us a little bit about your love story, your dance, your wrestle, your adventure with love, and how you've gotten to where you are today.
Well, you know, I am not the one to always live on a soapbox. That's never my mission.
Well, that's good, but today we're putting you on the soapbox. That's why you're on the radio show.
So I appreciate
it's okay. Forget
it. Appreciate
that about
it.
You, but get on the box today.
through my life, I would say that I garnered a lot of testimony throughout my life. And when I say that, everything from the proliferation of ego and pride and all the way down to humility, learning how to be humble, remain humble, be humbled. The one thing I've learned in my life thus far is that, honestly, pride is not a good thing. But we make ourselves believe that pride is the biggest thing to propel ourselves forward. But you have to ask yourself, what has pride ever done for us but hold us back from the things that we really need to grab? Once we get ourselves out of the way, we can really see where we're going. So that was the one thing in my journeys that I was really looking to do, is to humble myself, you know, being able to say I'm sorry. I mean, these are part of the fabrics of love, humility. You know, can you truly be sorry? Can you show that you're sorry? Can you live in it? Can you embrace it? Once I had done that, it opened up a realm of possibilities for me. The album, The Book of Emotion, is really my own love Bible, if you will, of my journey. And each song represented something about me that I really felt deeply, still do. And so when I wrote this, it was probably my most passionate, most rawest form of description of myself, if you will. And, you know, I wanted to leave it raw. I didn't go through full production. Everything I did was myself. I bought a small studio, and I decided to really dig in deep and put all of my emotions within a certain constraint, of course, for this album, into it to really explain lyrically and, you know, audibly as regards to music that I produced, the whole nine. But the most beautiful part about it was that as I wrote this music, I decided to move away from the traditional studios so I can just let loose and be free. So who I am, if I were to take any name, I would say that my middle name would be Passion. That's how I live. Mm. Everything I do, everything I say, I live with passion.
Okay, so last question in the last minute. What advice would you share with our listeners to bring passion into the relationship, particularly a romantic relationship, and those who are not in the relationship, how can they use passion to transform what they're feeling rather than feeling sad but really being hopeful? 1 minute.
It's a very good question. The first one I would probably say is to stop living in denial and justification. We as a race of people, if you will, to be general, have gotten accustomed to justifying everything. And that's a scary position to be in because you have no gauge at a certain point. Your gauge is what you want and only what you want. And when you live in a world of yourself, that's all you live with. And that's deep. It's very deep. Because
yes,
there are so many people who are living life on their own, and they justify and make themselves believe they're in love with being okay with living alone. But deep down, the real feelings are there, and they've either been, you know, suppressed, sometimes completely corrupted and destroyed. That would be the first thing I would say. The second thing I would say is that in order to live life, you have to kill death. And there are so many people who aren't living life. They're living what other people tell them to do and how to do it. I'm not saying be a complete rebel, but you have to know what your purpose is in life. And a lot of people are angry and upset and bitter because they're not living their life. They're living what someone else told them their life should be.
Yes, it's that simple. It is that simple. My brother, tell our listeners where they can find out about your music.
Ah, yes. Well, I have a website. It's Bandcamp, and it's bandcamp.com/Terronze, T-E-R-O-N-Z-E, like the color bronze, but the T-E instead of the B.
Yes, I'm listening. My brother, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We will definitely be bringing you back to talk more about your journey, musical journey, artistic journey, and we definitely appreciate you for contributing to our love story that we're all creating together. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Eddie, for inviting me.
You're welcome. Peace and blessings.
All right, much blessings. Bye-bye.
You are listening, excuse me, you're listening to me cough. But right now you are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show, and we are sharing love stories. We have people lined up to share their stories, their journey with love, their challenges, their struggle, stories that inspire them, how they see love. Terronze just told us about passion. I love what he said. The question is, do you want to be right? Or do you want to be happy? If you choose to be right, you might just be sitting right by yourself. Choose happiness and know love in a whole new way. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346 is the number. If you want to join the conversation, make sure you press 1 on your keypad, and I will definitely come to you. So now, let's move on to the next caller, the next listener, the next friend. She is family as well. And she wants to share her story of self-love. Soul communicator. How are you doing, my sister?
I'm doing well, Ade. How are you?
I am very well. I am centered. I am grateful. So, before we jump into your love story, I want to ask you this question. Who are you? Who is Soul Communicator, Sankofa Infinity, Sankofa 8, Sankofa the Beautiful Goddess? Who is you?
Wow. Okay. Who am I? I am, you know, and I may be this one day and I may be something else another day. I can never know that. But for right now, I am Sankofa Infinity. I am Soul Communicator. I communicate to the souls of people. So when I do speak, it is my objective to speak directly to the core of who they are and bring them out from among themselves. So, I just like the gentleman that you had earlier, I am love, you know, and I strive to exude that wherever I go. And, that's who I am. Simplicity.
That's good enough. That's right. And the simplicity is where you experience the profound. You know, we get so complicated. Want to drop something that's just going to make people go, is good. But sometimes you want people to get what you're saying. Now, my sister, tell us about your love story.
Okay, how you see it.
What's going on over there? Okay, there we go. We figured that one out. Oh, there was an echo. The echoes of my ancestors.
Yeah, I know.
How you see it?
I called them first before I even came to the show.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Yes, you did. Go ahead.
Well, you know, my love story, it starts and it ends with me. Of course, I've had relationships. I've had male and female relationships. And through those experiences, my love for self came into this space and time of who I am today. So I have been forever in a day looking for who I am this day. Relationship, calls love to be transitory. You know, it transitions from one place to the other. But you have to stay in the flow of it. And as you stay in, as I have stayed in the flow of it, it has removed things from me that are not original. So now I'm coming into originality. I'm doing things for myself that I've never done before. I'm loving myself in a way that I've never loved myself before. I'm saying no to things that I used to feel guilty and ashamed about. You know, I am selfishly and radically in love with me. And at the end of the day, it's just me. And I'm so content with that. And I have so much inner peace with that. That is unbelievable. It's just absolutely unbelievable to me, yet believable because I'm living it.
Mm-hmm. I understand. I got a question for you. So tell us, for the benefit of people who are in the process, learning about this love, looking for a different perspective, or maybe, you know, we're in the journey because in our stories, we recognize our commonalities. We recognize that we are truly one. What were some of the experiences you went through, you know, times that you said yes to something that you really want to say no to, but you end up feeling guilty about it? What were some of those experiences, and really maybe not the specifics, unless you feel to share it, and what you went through then and how that brought you to where you are today?
You know, I said yes to things, and I knew in my heart that I was going against my own self. And when I did that, I felt the condemnation that I had brought on myself. And in that, I learned to honor thyself. Honor all of my decisions that I make for myself, even when it has to do with other individuals. And I think for me, in relationship, I had to learn how to say, no, I honor my decision. I can't go here. I don't want to go to this party because I'm not a party person. No, I don't want to be with this group because I'm not in that group. I don't want to be in that group. So I had to learn that. I had to become very comfortable with just the personality of who I am. I am an introvert. You know, I am an introvert. So there were a lot of times I found myself in situations where I was going out because the person wanted to go out. But I don't thrive in situations like that. You know, I am an in person. I go within myself. Now, I do have a balance between the two. I do know when to go out and when to come in. But at the end of the day, you know, I am with myself. I'm all about being inside of me. And when I come out, and I come out into humanity, then I can offer humanity as a whole something good, something authentic, something great that they can strive on, that they can thrive on. But if I can't, if I don't do that, if I don't cultivate that in who I am out of my mother's womb, then I am no good. I'm no good to anyone, not because I'm no good to myself. So honoring myself has been a major, major thing for me, learning to honor myself and the decisions that I make and being comfortable with them no matter what.
So in the last minute, I want you to think back to the 16-year-old you, the 16, 18-year-old, and maybe there was a time within 16 and 18 that you made a decision that was really just the dumbest move or whatever you want to call it. Now where you are, what would you say to her, that 16-year-old you, the 18-year-old, 16, 17, 18-year-old? What would you say to her now, knowing what you know, if you were to talk to her now?
I am talking to her, I would say it is okay that you made those decisions, because in the decisions that you have made, we are now one. We are no longer divided against ourselves. We no longer have to please. We no longer have to seek approval. We don't need to be validated. We are who we are, and we come as we. You understand?
I do. Thank you, my sister. I appreciate you for showing up, for revealing your story, your truth, yourself to others, so that we may all grow together. I love and appreciate you. Thank you for calling
in. Thank you.
You're welcome. Life is good. It's getting better. We are talking about my favorite topic, love and all its expressions, romantic love, personal love, unconditional love. You know, the highest is unconditional love, but you can express it romantically. But it's important to recognize the foundation on which you're standing on. If you want to add your voice, your vibration to the story, the web we're weaving together today, the number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346, and make sure you press 1 on your keypad. We have listeners calling in, sharing their love story. We're sort of doing like a Valentine's special, and we don't want you to be feeling sad. I don't have anybody. I haven't been on a date in years. Well, come here. if you're a woman, I'll be your Valentine. But, you know, I'd do something different if you're a guy. You need someone to hang out with you. We go to a sport bar. How about that? Man, you said you can love everybody. Why not a brother? Okay, unconditional love is cool. Oh, boy. 347-426-3346. If you want to share your story, make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Now the journey continues. Let's go to Jacqueline. Hello, Jacqueline, calling from New Jersey. How are you, my sister?
I am fine, and you are, Day?
I am good, and I am so grateful. Finally putting the voice to the name, to the username. It feels so good.
I'm all connected now.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So, before you tell us about your love story, your love version, I got to ask you a question. Let me see. What do I want to ask you? Hold on. I'm listening. You sure you want me to ask her that? That's simple. She can answer that. Okay. Here we go. I was listening to some people. I had to tune into the heart quarters, you know, because
okay.
Headquarters don't really they don't serve me very well. But the heart quarters, they know how to go straight to the matter. So here's a question. Who are you? Who is Jacqueline?
Oh, Ade, I guess I've been trying to figure out that for many years, but I'm going to make it short and sweet. I am, and I love when Soul Communicator said, I am. You know, I am a great, and I'm going to call myself a speck spark. I'm a speck, but I'm a great one. Spark of the divine energy that permeates this universe. You know? That loves,
yes.
And that is love in action.
Indeed. Love in action. Love it. That's my thing. That's what we're here to do. Now, tell us your story, your love version. You got some quotes and you have some experiences to share with us.
Yeah, I think I shared with you that I had previously that I taught in an urban high school for many years. And love has appeared so beautifully for me through the faces of the children and teenagers, young teenagers I worked with. They give me the exuberance for life that I needed every single day. And I just was going to give you just an example of what I call my love in action. I had one student, and she came in one day, and she'd been a very good student. It was her senior year. Her mother had moved to Georgia and left her behind. A guidance counselor and I would make sure that she was okay. She got to work and did et cetera, et cetera, et cetera for her. But she appeared in my class, and she says, I don't have any money to go to school. And I looked and I said, well, what happened to your New Jersey scholarship? She said, I can't get my scholarship because my mother filed her taxes in Georgia. So, of course, at that point, there I am standing with tears in my eyes. The guidance counselor appears. There are three people standing there with tears in our eyes. And I said to her, I said, I have an idea. And I said, you know, you see me later. I'm going to do something. And what I did was I went to see a teacher in the school who had run a mentorship program. And I had done, when he first started the program, they had come to me and asked me, would I do the entertainment for this particular program? And without hesitation, because it was for my children, I said yes. And you just never know how something plays out, why you are doing something, and you do it, you know, you do it from your heart, you do it from because it's good for those that you're involved with. Well, lo and behold, I said to her, I'm going to go and see him, and I went down to see him, and I said, you know what, I'm coming to ask you for a favor, a big, big favor. And he said, what? And I said, Ty has no money, and I need for you to use your connections to get her some help for me. He said, all right, I'll see what I can do. Well, Taisha went to Syracuse, and she graduated. She graduated. And I saw that, you know, sometimes we don't know the interplay of how things play out, but the fact that I had been involved with this gentleman, and when I came to him, that he responded from the sense that she helped me, so therefore I'm going to do for her. And she was able to graduate from Syracuse. She went to work for a couple of years, and she called me and she said, you know, I've always wanted to go to law school. And I said to her, well, somehow we're going to do it. And I gave her an affirmation from a Science of Mind practitioner. Today and every day I remind myself to have faith. I have the faith in God and myself. Today I let go and let God manage my affairs. And she put that on her email. It's still on her email to this day, many, many years later. And she calls and she says, I'm able to do it. And the fellow that I was dating at the time, we went and we got her settled in Rutgers Law School. And then that went on to a couple of years later where I sat in an audience and watched this child come into, she was installed in the New Jersey bar. And as I sat there, my friend looked at me and said, he said, you should see yourself. You're like a proud mother. And I said, you don't know where we came from. This day is about love, and it's about what love has done for her, what it's done for me, and the joy that it brings. And I've got so many stories where love has underplayed the love between two people, where love has come and just girded them both, and it's been such a pure, honest energy. It operates without expectations of getting anything in return. It's an infinite power that keeps on giving. Love encourages. Oh, it just holds us up. It's the glue that connects us all together. And I read this quote, love cares what becomes of you because love knows that we are all interconnected. Love is inherently compassionate and empathetic. Love knows that the other is also oneself. This is the true nature of love, and love itself cannot be manipulated or restrained. Love honors the sovereignty of each soul. Love is its own law. And that's an excerpt from the Seven Natural Laws of Love by Deborah Annapole. And that's what love has been for me. And I can repeat that story over and over with the students. I have 15 of them that I'm in contact with. One of them has become my daughter when she was 13 years old. I'm up and down the road from Maryland with her daughter. And it has given me so much joy. It's just given me so much joy. So that unconditional love, that love that I have seen in action over and over and over again, it's a wonder and it's a blessing.
Wow. One last question before you go.
Yes.
What keeps you believing in love?
Looking into the faces of children, looking into the faces of young people, seeing that they have hope, seeing that whatever I can give them, but that keeps them energized, and in doing so, it energizes me. Mm. It keeps me where I am today. It keeps me joyful.
So you clearly understand what I was talking about on the show yesterday. You only get to keep what you give away, right?
Yes. Coming back, 10 times, 100 times, 100-fold. And as I'm talking to you, I can go through story and story of the students that just are just my loves. They're my loves. And it's unconditional love, and it works both ways. back and forth.
Thank you for that heartwarming story and reminding us to believe in love and trust love. I appreciate you, my sister.
Oh, I appreciate you too, Ade, and Celeste and Yvette and all the Universal Soul family.
That's right. Thank you, my sister. Talk to you later.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Woo-hoo! Life is good. It's getting better. Thank you. I am so grateful for all who have called in so far. We have some others. We have Kasembe coming up. I think, oh, wow. This part of the show is brought to you by Kleenex, but I don't have any. Oh, I mean, what a story. You know, the story, what happens when we believe in love, when we trust love, when we are willing to be selfless, when we trust what we don't know, when we trust the unknown, when we become passionate, when we remember to love ourselves. Oh, my God, the investment. You can't even measure it. You can't measure it. Let's do some announcements. Take a break. Let's take a moment. And then we'll come back with Kasembe and some other listeners. And if you're listening to the show and you're now inspired to share something or a thought came up that you want to share, the number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. And the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show is Monday to Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. There you go, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. And all the shows are archived. You can find us on iTunes. When you get there, just type Life Conversations. You can subscribe, so that way the shows... Actually, no. I've got myself all... Yes, Lulu is next. And then Kasembe. But we're going to do an announcement. Lulu, we're coming to you. I just got caught up in love. I couldn't see. Yes, what was I saying? Yeah, you can type on iTunes, Life Conversations, and the shows will be downloaded onto your laptop or mobile devices. Let's bring on Celeste for some announcement. And when we, after the commercial and the celestial moment, we're going to have Lulu, my dear sister friend, my passionate sister. Woo! Hey, Celeste, how are you doing?
I'm great, Life Coach today. I'm so moved by the stories that I'm hearing and to hear the voices of people who have been playing with us in a chat room all this time. What a gift. But I don't want to stop the love train, so let me go ahead and offer some other gifts of what's coming up. For Ask Life Coach Today Radio Show and Life Conversations Radio Network, we've got some amazing shows lined up. So I'm going to tell the family about it, okay? So, hello, family. I know you're having as much fun as I am listening to all these expressions of love. And if you're enjoying this powerful conversation, or conversations, as it were, with Life Coach Today, then stay tuned for more as I tell you about the upcoming shows on the Ask Life Coach Today Radio Show. On Monday, Reverend Alfreda Lenoir will be joining Life Coach Today on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. And Reverend Frida says, religion is for people who are afraid of going to hell. Spirituality is for people who have already been there. She's the author of Go to Hell, and she will be joining Life Coach Today for a powerful consciousness-shifting conversation. We also have an amazing, all of our shows are amazing, but the show coming up on Tuesday is really going to take us on a journey that we don't often get to approach on this show. We're going to be talking about domestic violence, and we'll have professional mental health practitioners as well as the story of someone who's worked hard to reverse his role in participating in abusive relationships. So stay tuned. Keep enjoying the show, and make sure that you don't miss these powerful shows coming up, because when you tune in, you get to be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Yes, indeed. For more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Think of the shortbread, touching that bar. How many cheese? Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudge nut bars. How many treats in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Many blessings to you, and thank you for tuning in. Thank you for saying yes to your life. Thank you for saying yes to love, being willing to be the change you want to see. We've had listeners calling. We've had Tehran's called in. Lulu's calling in. We've had Sankofa, Soul Communicator, Jacqueline calling, talking about their love view, how they see it, how they express it, what we can do to be different, to be more. And we have more listeners waiting to share their story. And if you want to share your love story, if you want to send a love out, no need to shout at them. No need to shout. Just love them out. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Actually, this is probably a good time to tell you a little. We'll do it after Celestial Moment. Yeah. So it's kind of like a sad news. But we rectified it a little bit. I'm disappointed. Well, maybe not so sad, maybe disappointed. But life happens. It's time for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and then we'll continue our conversation with our listeners. Welcome back, Celeste. Okay, let's try that again. All right. Celeste, you might have to unmute you. Oh, there we go. All right. You there? Oh. What's going on? All right. She's coming. All right. Celeste, are you there? All right, let's try this other number. Oh, I'm going to your other number. I don't know what the heck is going on, because every time I unmute you, it mutes you back. you know, the planet does what the planet's doing, so we're just going to dance with it. And, all right. There we go. Okay, let's go to the other line, Celeste.
Hello, Dave. Can you hear me?
I can now.
Okay. Okay, good. Then let me get to it. All is well. Hello, family. Okay, here we go. Multitasking. Good afternoon. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. Numbers give us information to help us navigate and embrace all that is showing up in our life right now. I come bearing a number gift. The energy of the day is 3, and 3 is ruled by the expansive, feel-good planet Jupiter. And the number 3 is known for creativity, expression, fun, and charm. 3 also shows up as the Empress in tarot cards, and the Empress is astrologically related to the planet of love and beauty, Venus. So how fitting on Valentine's Day, Friday, we will be experiencing a full moon in Leo, and Barbara Goldsmith, one of my favorite astrologers, recommends that we another, but to soak up the beauty of life all around us. So with that in mind, we're going to put the focus on the porcupine of the medicine cards today. Its number is not 3, it's actually 12. But when you add 1 plus 2, you get 3. So here we go. Porcupine, remind me of innocence again. With every man a brother, each woman a friend. When you look at the porcupine, you will notice its quills. But I assure you, those quills only strike when the porcupine is threatened or fearful. The porcupine reminds us to play and is quick with an invitation for everyone to join in the fun.
The story
goes that the gruff bear was walking through the forest, and when the porcupine looked up from playing with this toy, that would be a log.
The porcupine invited it briskly to its silly game.
Bear graft, it was too old to play.
It was looking for cunning.
But the porcupine responded that maybe if the bear would remember what it was like to be a cub, then it wouldn't be so out of sorts all the time.
Finally,
bear thanked the porcupine for bringing him back home to himself. And isn't it funny how what you're looking for has a way of showing up when you tap into the power of childlike wonder? Yes, the porcupine wants to bring you home, too. You'll even be inspired to create your own examples of love and action. You can't help just giving that love away. Remember, you only get to keep what you give away. So all is well, and remember to play. And that's the story of 3, told through the porcupine of the medicine cards. I'll see you on Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern on the Sounds of Soul with a day in Ifeloche for another Celestial Moment. Thank you.
Thank you, Celeste. Woo-wee! Thank you, thank you, thank you. I am playing and enjoying this ride. Thank you, my friend. Uh-huh. I appreciate you.
My pleasure. Gosh.
Okay, talk to you later. Oh, wow. Oh. We need to tell them about the couple who's been married for 60 years. So we got a call this morning, and the granddaughter said what, Celeste?
She said that they would be unable to join us.
Yes, so we all gathered together, Celeste, Yvette, and I, and cried, and then we hugged each other.
Yes, we did.
We'll do. But what is that we did a pre-interview, well, Celeste and Yvette did a pre-interview with them. So we're just going to share their stories. They have fascinating stories about dating. Oh, I can't wait for you guys to hear that. But we'll talk more about that. So right now, thank you, Celeste. We'll bring you back on in a few minutes. You can share that story with those who are wanting to be in a loving relationship and want to live for happily ever after, and with some sacred medicine and how they can do it. Life is good. It's getting... Yes, you will be. You better be. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show, and it is what it is. When life happens, embrace it. Let's now move on. We're talking with our listeners and they're sharing their love view, their love story, how they see love, the vision they have for humanity, and how they're giving back and putting their love in action. Because until your love is in action, until you put in action, it means nothing. It's just words. Now it's time to go to the passionate sister, Lulu. How are you doing, my sister friend? Okay, we're having some issues again. All right, just bear with us, Lulu. We're coming to you. All right, Yvette. Or, oh, there we go. Ah, Lulu, are you there? Nope. I don't know. When I open up the line, it just mutes back. Celeste or Yvette, can you try and unmute it? I don't know what the heck is going on. But we're going to dance. We're going to play. All right, let me see. Can y'all hear me? Yeah. Yvette, Celeste, can you try and unmute?
Hi.
Ah, there we go. Yeah.
Okay. Ajay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Yeah. Okay. I guess you can't hear
okay,
me.
Okay, because we're hearing out.
So you can't hear me, Celeste?
Okay, now she's muted.
I'm going to bring your bed on.
I don't know what's going on.
But love will rule all the time. So let's try this. I'm bringing you on. See if I can. Nope. Can you unmute Lulu's? If I didn't know any better, I wouldn't say that because I know better. Okay. So let me see. Now, can y'all hear me? Yvette, talk to me. Okay, this is what we're going to do. I am going to call. Every time we unmute the line, it mutes. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to call you, Lulu. Don't hang up. I don't know how I'm going to do this, but we're going to try it. Let me write your number down. Don't say it out loud. Just, we don't want to give out our number. And I'm going to have to call Kasembe, too, if I can unmute him. So let's see. So we're going to play some music while I do that. Because this is an act of love. When life shows up, you got to embrace it. All right, we need a love song. Oh, I know. Let's bring on Bridget Bryant. Because she knows how to activate the chakra, the love chakra. Where is she? Bridget, help us. Yeah, let's create a soft place for all this craziness that's going on. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. The number is 347-426-3346. And make sure you press 1 on your keypad. And I'll see if we can resolve this. All right, Bridget Bryant, soft place. Or else I'm going to have to jack someone or something up. Soft place, please. We'll be back.
Just moving close. Am I enough? Radio. Well, I think I got Lulu, so let me just go straight to her right now. Are you there, my sister? Don't forget to unmute yourself. All right, Lulu, are you there?
I did. Can you hear me, Ade? Are you there? Can you hear me at all? I can't hear you at all. Hello? Hello? Bridget sure sounds good, though. Hello? I'm coming across the air, and I would just love to say this is the first time I've called Life Coach and Celestial Celeste, and the subject is great, love. It's the first time I get to speak on the radio about love, and especially this great program. I really enjoyed the past few callers, Jacqueline with her beautiful story, Sankofa Infinity in Tehran's. I could speak on love. I could speak about romantic love. I could speak about the love I have for my children. But one thing I do know about love is that once you feel it, once you have it, once you know it for someone else, it never goes away. Love never dies. It may change. It may transmute. It just never, ever ends for the person you love. You cannot love someone and then throw them out of your heart and not love them. That's impossible to happen once love happens. And Life Coach asked people how do they describe themselves, I describe myself as, I say, I am a child of God. Because I like how Jacqueline said that she's that spark of the divine, which we all are, but I like to call myself, I refer to myself as a child because I know I have so much more to grow into and to learn. That's the beauty part of just It's like knowing all there is and not knowing any of it. Because there's so much that you, okay, I'm in. I say to myself, I'm in it now, and I just want to feel as much of it as I can. And it also, I want to go back to what Jacqueline said about looking. How do you know it's love? Because you've looked into the face of another human being. That's the love. God is love, and there's nothing else but that. So when you look at the face of another person, you're looking at love. There's nothing else there. You know, we might be fooled and tricked into thinking we're something other than that. But just those divine sparks, the children we are, and we just grow in love. And I would like to, I'm really sorry the married couple wasn't coming on today. The 60 years of marriage or love, romantic love or partnership or whatever, 60 years, that's a lifetime. That's 1 year. I don't know if I should say this. That's a year more than my age. These people have been married for longer than I've been alive, and I know the road I've traveled, so I can only imagine what they might have been through. I wish them all the love. I wish you love. And life coach, Celestial Celeste, I wish you all love. I wish I could, you know, call every day and speak to you every day. This is a beautiful show. I love the subject, and it's just my great joy and pleasure to be able to call you and talk to you guys today. Thank you so much.
Lulu, can you hear me?
I can. Did you hear me?
You know what? Come here. Get closer to the phone. I just want to hug you. I just want to love you. I just want to embrace you. Thank you.
I love you too, man. I love you too.
Oh, my God.
And I love me some Celestial Celeste.
I
really am so happy to be calling today. I had no idea how I could contribute or what I would say. But love is love. You got to say something about it. You can't not say anything.
Well, I'll tell you, I so love that you just came on and said, "Hey, you ain't here, but I got something to say."
Yeah, I know. I thought you might be able to hear me. I was listening to the radio show, and I kept hearing myself saying, "Hello, hello, hello." I said, "Well, they can hear me. Let me say something." But I'm so glad to call today. Well, you've just made Friday is going to be the best day for me because I'm just going to think about today. It's going to be great. That passionate,
you gave me a gift.
Romantic love. You know, Valentine's Day, Saint Valentine. Just love everywhere, every day. Really, God is love, and everything is God. So that's it.
Thank you, my sister. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Dave, may I jump in real quick? Since I can.
Yeah, please do.
Lulu.
Yes, dear.
You have a job in radio, and thank you so much for calling me Celestial Celeste. It is so beautiful when you write it, when you say it, and the way you are just able to walk into the room, see that the house is a mess, and start cleaning up. I love it. I love it. And I love
you,
Mercury. Teach me patience. I love you, Mercury.
Thank you, Ms. Morgan. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you all. It's my joy today. My first time calling in, and it's all about love. That is good. I love that. Thank you. All right. I'll talk to y'all later.
Thank you, darling.
Bye-bye, okay. Life coach.
Bye-bye. Life is good. It's getting better. And let me try something here. I'm going to go straight to Kisembe. I'm not going to say nothing.
The planet Mercury
teaching
me how to be patient
and trust love.
Kisembe, my brother, how are you doing?
Wait a minute.
can you hear me, my brother?
Kisembe.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we
wonderful.
Can.
All right. How you all doing, brother? Well... To just tell us what you know about love while I get myself together. All I am right, so grateful for you, Lulu. Thank you very much.
Oh, man. Love, love, love. My goodness. You know, love is the answer. Love is the answer. I guess I kind of just want to speak briefly on how it is affecting me in my life and what I've experienced. Boy, you know, relationships, whether they are romantic, whether they're friendship, you know, love, from what I've experienced, is really about accepting others for who they are, and for having a place to be accepted for who you are. And there really is nothing like that. There's no replacement for it. There's no substitute. And the way that feels, it really is the ultimate high, because it allows you to really spread your wings and to just be free. It allows you to be free in truly who you are and what God meant you to be. And, again, there is no substitute for that. And when I see, I'm a little bit bummed out that couple, the elders, weren't able to come aboard today. But when I hear of relationships like that that have lasted for so long, of course there are ups and downs, but when someone has stuck together, you know that it's a constant negotiation and a constant journey of discovering the love within themselves and each other over those years and decades. And it's so special. And I think that, you know, you find that one, or that one or two, or whoever you're involved with is perfect for you. They're the ones that unlock that key to the doors of your vulnerability and the doors of who you are, really as a spirit and as a soul. And I think that, Ade and Celeste, you hear me speak about vulnerability quite a bit here, and I think that's the key to having a successful love relationship, being able to completely let down your guard and be who you are. And then in those same moments, understanding that, you know, we're going to make mistakes, and forgiving ourselves and forgiving the other people, but knowing that the intentions have always been good, and the intentions are what pulls you through, and as well as the love and really being supportive and vulnerable in your exchanges, and listening. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's good to just sit and listen to folk and let them, and also let them hear you, you know? And when that happens, you don't have to force anything. You don't have to push anything. And sometimes you get answers and support. Boy, I just can't say enough. I can't say enough, man. It's nothing like love, man. There really isn't. There's nothing like true, true, unconditional love. There's no substitute. And for the men, I just want to just say that, you know, for you men out there, men, we hurt a lot, and we don't show it. We have been trained not to show it. But I want to say that one of the answers to the end of that pain is to really show yourself to a woman, a man, friends that really love you. And I think that you will see that pain dissipate when you show yourself in front of those people that unconditionally love you. And that's all I can say at this point.
that's pretty powerful. You know, I am so grateful. One of the things I always emphasize, which you just brought up, is even listening is an act of love.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
Listening is an act of love. Sometimes we're often waiting to the person to finish saying what they're saying so we can say how we see it. But sometimes just create a space for somebody else to be heard.
That's right.
And most disagreement is because people feel they're not heard. They feel like, you know, Taron said earlier, we're trying to justify. We're trying to stand in our, like, this is how I see it. This is my point of view. It's okay to have your point of view, but be willing to share to see something different. And, yes, love is all there is. Love is all there is, and no matter how it's expressed. And I thank you, my brother, for being available to share your love story. I appreciate the fact that you, for your contribution, and that you're available, because I wasn't even sure you were going to make it, so it was nice to see you, to be quite honest.
I wasn't either, man. I'm under the weather today, but I called Celeste. I said, oh, my goodness, you know, because I'm fighting a cold, I'm sure you can hear, but I called Celeste, and I said, you know, I'd like to still be a part of this. So thank you so much for having me, Brother Ade.
You're welcome. And keep listening. Celeste is going to give us some feedback about her conversation with the couples, because we have the information, so we'll still share with the listeners. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you as well. Much love.
Peace and blessings. Life is good. It's getting better. We're getting ready to go to the next caller. And, you know, what just happened is a good demonstration for me. It's a good demonstration for us. And I also love how I love, so I use it a lot. I love how Lulu was able to step into the space, you know, because in your relationship, there's going to be things that you plan to do, plan to say, but in that moment, something happens, it shifts, it changes. How do you show up? Do you complain, or do you just say, okay, I got to show up? And for me, as a radio host, what Lulu did, I don't even know if I have enough words to express my gratitude, but it's like she was able to fill the gap. So in your life, when people around you that you feel something is missing, something is wrong, they're confused, what can you contribute to keep the energy flowing? That's a powerful demonstration. You know, we're having technical difficulties today. You guys know about that perfectionist side of me. I think I tied him down. He's in another room. I tied his feet. I tied his leg, his arm. I put a duct tape on his mouth, because, or else he'll be in here saying, what's going on? He'll be just losing it. But we can't have that, because love is in the house. Now, let's go to a next call, and then after this, which is April Joy. After April Joy, Celeste is going to join us to share what she got back from the couples. And at the end of the show, I'm going to go, thank you, God. I just did it now. I don't have to wait. Next is a dear friend who joins us quite on the Sounds of Soul, and she stops by here on Live Conversations Radio when she is available. April Joy, how are you doing, my sister?
I'm doing excellent. How are you doing, Ade?
I'm getting it together. I'm getting there.
I feel so passionate today. Oh, my gosh, like listening to all these stories. Oh, my gosh. So I have to agree with Jacqueline and Lulu. I mean, when Jacqueline said, like, looking into the face of a child, that has so much love for me. But, like, yesterday I was pumping gas, and I was, like, thinking kind of deep in thought, and I was looking down, pumping gas, and I looked up, and there's, like, this little baby, like a toddler, sitting in, you know, the back seat in a car seat and just staring at me. And that moment, I was like, oh, I felt so, like, warm, and it made me smile. And, that's, like, I think that's such love for me. But on another note, I feel like there are so many expressions of love, and I call it universal love. I like love so much that I got a tattoo on my back that says love. And that was 2 years ago.
So are you trying to tell us as love as your back? Is that what you're saying?
What?
I said love has your back. You said you have
definitely
a tattoo on your back, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's totally what I was thinking like 10 minutes ago. I was like, wow, it's like it's got my back. And then, I mean, I might get a tattoo with wings above it eventually, but I don't want to do too much. But I wanted, like yesterday when I was thinking about what I would talk about with in regards to love, what came to me was this guy that I met, well, he was a boy then, when I was 12 years old, and it's not like a superficial kind of feeling of love. It just felt like a real, like, soul recognition with him when I met him. It was like I felt like kindred, like I knew him already or something. It was just so natural. And when I met him, I remember we had this, like, friendship. It felt like a strong friendship, but it, I had this, like, it was the crush was so overwhelming. It was like a friendship, but I had these like passionate stirrings even at a young age for him. And I'll call him Swiss because that was like his nickname. He did like gospel rap. Like he was a Scorpio and he was so passionate. And his birthday was 2 days after the person I actually ended up having children with and marrying. So I don't know if that, I always think of like synchronicity in my life. I don't know if that has any connection, but he was such a passionate person. He was like, I think the true gentleman of someone that part of my life, when I think of a true gentleman, I think of Swiss. Like when I was 15 years old, my stepfather passed away and I just felt like it was so surreal for someone that young to want to support me, but he insisted on coming to the funeral with me. And I was going to post a picture on Facebook before the show, and I forgot, but I'll do it afterward. But I have this picture of me and him sitting at a Mexican restaurant after the funeral, and I kept it, but I had, like, cried my makeup off, so I cut myself out of the picture. But I still... I literally did. I cut myself. Well, actually, I took a picture of it without me. I, like, kind of took a picture of only him, like, with my camera phone. And I posted on Facebook because I just think he's, oh, my gosh, so fine. But it's much more deeper than that. I felt like it was such a divine connection because we never texted back then, like, really. I mean, we barely even talked on the phone. And when I was 12, I met him in Alaska, and then he moved away. And we'd randomly see each other when our family then moved to Washington where he lived. I was a bank teller years ago, and he would just come in to do a transaction out of nowhere. And then, like, last year, he seen my sister. My older sister was out and about. He seen her just out and about. So, like, the funeral, the support, I just feel like that love was probably a love I'll never forget. And, I mean, like, I'd see him a year after 15 years old, 16 years old. We'd just be out and about. I'd be downtown just kind of hanging out with friends or whatever. And we'd see each other just, like, out of the blue. No plan, no phone call, no text, nothing. In a whole other state. And when I would take the city bus back home alone, and this almost makes me emotional, but he insisted on riding the city bus back with me to my house. Even at 16 years old, I just feel like that was a divine relationship. I feel like that was a divine relationship. And when I thought of love, like, I thought of Swiss. I thought of him. Because I still think about him. We've moved on and had separate lives, but I've seen him randomly. I had my first job at 17 years old. Not my first job. Probably my second job. I had my second job at 17 years old. I was a cashier. And Swiss would come in. He knew where I worked. He'd just come in and just talk to me while I was, like, getting ready to close and just kind of hang out. It was just so surreal. And one last thing on this. When I was 12, I turned 13 years old. He took me to the movies. Bought me a teddy bear, brought the teddy bear to the movies, and a coat. I'm like, that was puppy love at its finest.
I love that story because it does transcend romance. You know, it's the kind of love that keeps you joined together, that even now you still think about him. As you share, I can feel that love. And that I really believe that we can be that for each other. All of us have a Swift in our life, you know, and we can be that to others. And I tend to believe that, you know, on a soul level, on a spiritual level, there are some souls we've agreed to be in their lives, and they will keep showing up at important times. So sometimes we try and put it in a sort of intellectual way, but it's so much more than that. But I love the story. As I said, you know,
thank you so much.
Because, you know, it goes beyond. It's easy sometimes to narrow love down to, oh, yeah, puppy love, it was romance. But what I hear, it's much more than that. This is a soul agreement. You talk about a soul mate, a soul lover, and his presence still lights you up now. I mean, what a gift.
so much. Yes, it's such a gift, and I agree. It's so much more than what I can even, I think, talk about in this short time. Yeah, it's so much more. Thank you for giving me this space today to share this, and happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Thank you, my sister. Appreciate you. See you on Saturday.
Yes, I will see you, and I'll be in charge of the Kool-Aid.
Yes, yes. So don't forget to put the rum in it.
Okay. I won't forget.
All right. Talk to you later. Okay. Bye, darling. Ah, life is good. Love is good. Just open up. Just say yes to love. There's so much. I'm going to bring Celeste on to tell us about the couples who've been married for 60, hopefully. Well, no, don't do that. Just know it's going to work. It's going to happen. Okay. Yes, 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 yes. And
yay!
After that, we have, I know, right? After Celeste shares what we have, one more person to wrap up this show. So, Celeste, tell us about this beautiful couple that you and Yvette had a wonderful opportunity to share with and ask some questions. So you just go ahead, share with the listeners the question you asked and what they said.
Sure. Good news is I only had to ask two questions. The other good news is Miss Lila Castro was such a beautiful storyteller. So I'm going to set the stage. And while they're not with us in person, their story is with us. And that's a pretty powerful remembrance. So we're going to go right there. So this is I want you to go back in time, family, a time of – this couple was married in 1954. They met at the age of 17, and I asked her, how did you two meet? And she describes this amazing story of a young man coming to her and saying, my brother likes you, the tall one. Well, Miss Castro only knew of one tall boy at her school. And so when Christmas time came around, she took a card and she handed it to the young, tall man that she thought liked her and said, here's your card, Lee. Well, it wasn't Lee. It was Manuel Castro. He says, my name isn't Lee. And that is what started off their love story. They met in high school through a miscommunication, and then they started to spend some time together. Now, I asked her, what did dating mean for her in her time? And I did say, because I don't know if we know what dating means. So what's dating to you? And this is what Miss Lila Castro had to share with me. I'm going to try to do this in her own words, because I was just like, wow, really? People did that? And she laughed at me a lot, too. Let me just say that. So for her, she says, well, a date is when a young man comes to your house, he picks you up, he meets your family, then you go out. And if you kiss on the first date, you were a low-class person. And if you had sex on the first date, you were a low-class person. She also shared with me that there was only one student in her whole school who got pregnant before marriage, and that was a big shock in their town of Texas, in their state of Texas. And she did say that, but that young woman did just fine, and she was in a successful marriage. So we had a completely different time frame. They were married in 1954, but before I actually say that, there were some things that Miss Castro did and suggested that was tailor-made for all of us listening today. So they did have the time where they dated exclusively, but then Mr. Emmanuel Castro got sent off to the service in California. And she said, decided that, well, I know you're not going to stay in the barracks, and I'm not just going to stay at home, so we're going to date other people while you're gone. And if it's meant to be, it will be. And I told her, I said, well, were you afraid when you said that? And she said, no. And then I went out and I dated. And I had a good time. And I decided, you know, after this coming back and forth from California after 2 years, that if he didn't have a ring for me on Christmas, we were over. Well, good for him. He had the ring. And then they were married in 1954. Now, 1954 is really important to pay attention to because that was the first time that Elvis was aired live.
It's the first time the term rock and roll was started. Rosemary Clooney's Hey Love was on the air. So that was the musical sense of what was moving in their life. She said that they are still very, very happy. They traveled quite extensively with him in the military, and she describes a story of when she gave birth to her first son, that men used to, you know, hand out cigars. If it was a boy, it would be blue. If it was a girl, it was pink. Well, in his, Mr. Castro's hands, he had one cigar and orders to Japan, which he did not tell her about until she brought the baby home. So they had a separation of about 10 months, and then the whole family joined them, and they also went to Hawaii and the Philippines. Now, the thing to remember about the Castro's love is that while it is romantic and it's beautiful, their love is so expansive, with her being very active and involved in things, that they were able to create almost like a Sunday school setting in the Philippines. Now, this group of people in the Philippines have known each other for almost 50 years. They still meet once a year in the Philippines. And she described it as, she says, 20 years of service, 1,200 military children, all of us got together and ran this program like a school. And she said, and we still get to connect with these wonderful parents. She actually talked people into moving to Texas. Several moved to San Antonio, Dallas, and Houston. They're called the Philippine Connection. She said 74 of us would get together, and we all got together in the Philippines. There are only 6 adults left, but the offsprings of this group still get together, and they've taken over the program. And she said now there's 45 of them, young adults, and there's 2 males that are left out of her friends, and 4 women are left. They're going to get together in May. And she said, we made the best of being away from home. We really have another family. That's another place where we get love. They care so much about us. It's over 50 years of friendship, and we still get together. I can't tell you what a wonderful group it is. We have lots of fun, so many circles of friends, no bickering. That's what keeps us going. Now, for the 60th year anniversary, they had the children save a date. All of the people in the family saved a date. They all met in Austin. They renewed their vows at the church, had dinner, and now this Sunday they're going to have another couple renewal of vows. And she says, we don't have any friction in our family. And the other piece is the connection of family, friends, active network. And what she kept repeating over and over again that I'll say for last for her is this. She says that many young people, so this is a really good tip, everybody come in closely, because we do not want to miss this. She said that many young people get together and think they can change their partner. You can't. You have to accept them as they are. That's the secret of our marriage. My husband knows I'm active. I know if he wants to sit down in front of the TV and watch it, I'm not changing that. We respect each other and allow each other to live our lives. We are still in love. We're still intimate. And he's the love of my life. She goes, you have to understand that you're two different people. Learn to accept that. Don't marry somebody thinking you're going to change them. So that's a quick shot of their story and how they love and how that love just keeps overflowing in other areas of their lives. They sound more like a village than a couple. They're not isolated. They're full of fire, full of spark. Important to remember in this time.
Yes, and for listeners who said, what does she mean intimate? She don't want to say, but yes, they're still intimate like that. That's right. That's right. So they're still intimate. I will say it.
No, because they're in their 80s, you know. We think that, you know, people in their 80s aren't still connected and are not having sex, but they're still close. And she giggled when she said it like she was a little girl, but she giggled like a teenager. It was adorable. She was such a blessing to embrace.
Yes, yes, yes. And, you know, unfortunately, they couldn't be here in person. I was kind of disappointed about
right.
that. But, you know, for me, and Celeste actually suggested the show before we found them. So Celeste said, let's find some elderly who are in love. Because when we talk about Valentine's Day, when we talk about romance, it's usually catered to younger people, people in their 30s and their 40s. And, you know, and society, particularly in the Western world, we've made love, I don't know, it's just crazy. Romance is like you're in your 50s or 60s, then you don't deserve to have sex. You know, it's just crazy. It's just crazy. So, it's nice to hear the story that you get to choose how you want to love. You get to choose how you want to show up. And what you brought out, Celeste, that I think is very important is the importance of having community, to have people who support you and be able to lay it out on the table and get over it. We got one more person that's going to be joining us for this conversation. And actually, I'm going to just let Celeste intro this person because Celeste loves this person, and I love him too. So the last person before we release the show. Go ahead, Celeste. Intro this person.
It'll be my pleasure. If you know about One Two Radio or One Two Listen, then you know about the voice and heart and the astrological gifts of Mark Husson. He's also a love warrior, and he is joining us today to tell us about how he sees love, how he expresses it, and how he shows up. So, family, without further ado, please welcome our dear brother, Mark Husson.
And FYI, it's a recorded message because that man is so busy running all the
Hi, Aday. Hi, Celeste. Thank you for inviting me to be on your show to talk about this very special topic, one of which I am a master expert at, love. Yes, I am so good at it. I have no clue what it is. But I wanted to spend some time with you because I actually love both of you very much. And I wanted to not miss the opportunity to at least have my voice here, even though I couldn't actually be here in person with you. I first put intellectual thought to the idea of love after reading M. Scott Peck's book, The Road Less Traveled. In it, he references love as a choice, something that we actually do as an action and a commitment based on a decision that we make. He differentiates it between romantic love in that romantic love will and always has and always will fade away. We get this initial rush. We worship the person. We love the person. It's so exciting. And then inevitably, over time, if they don't leave us first, we fall out of romantic love. It always happens. M. Scott referenced love as the will to extend oneself for the purpose of nurturing one's own or another's spiritual growth. Love is as love does. Love is an act of will, namely both an intention and an action. In other words, love is a choice. We choose to be loving. When you've fallen out of romantic love, what you're left with is that choice. Do I continue to further the other person as an act of love? Do I love them? Do I feel this unconditional connection to them? It's hard to know what we would do when in somebody else's shoes. All of us have people that we keep dear to our hearts, and all of us have been hurt by people that we've kept dear to our hearts. But the hurt usually comes from when there was a expectation placed upon the other person. Many of you, and me included, have loved people from afar, wished them well, just wanted them to do well in the world because they were doing well that you could see for the world. And in a way, that's what I wish here for all of you. That's what I think Aday and Celeste and many of you listening do. You seek to choose love, to extend a positive eye on somebody else, to give somebody that you know, that you've never met, a chance at hope, a chance to believe in something. And so it is my love to come here and extend that thought to you and to also extend an enormous amount of gratitude for people like Aday and Celeste who have committed their life to the betterment of others with no personal gain except that it feels good and it was a choice that they made to love. So in that spirit, thank you for letting me have my chance to talk on this, and thank you for accepting it in a pre-recorded fashion so that I could be with you during my just enormously busy week. And I'm just teasing. Thank you again so much. You know, I do love you both, and I love all the listeners in my head. I don't know you individually. It's easier to love you when I don't know you individually. Thank you so much for listening, and happy, happy Valentine's Day.
Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Mark Husson, founder of 1-2 Radio, 1-2 Listen, 1-2 Academy, all the 1-2, all things 1-2. Check him out. Let me say this, and I want to read one of my favorite quote, statement, sacred medicine about love. First of all, I want to wish all of you happy Valentine's Day. Whatever you're doing, wherever you are, I see the love in you. Embrace the love in you. I thank you for your love, for always being part of this show, for sharing the show, just for adding your energy, your question. And, you know, we need each other. We're in this together, and I am so grateful that we are all keeping our soul agreement. It's all been said, and I'm grateful for everybody that called in. It's all been said, love as romance, love as giving to another, love as unconditional love, listening, waking up that love as passion within yourself, being willing, self-love, to committing to being happy, and so much more. The love that transcends time and space that, you know, you can't even explain, that is so much more than romance. And, of course, the love that when you really know love, you know that love is a choice. It's a choice to be free. It's a choice to accept yourself. It's a choice to accept others. And it's a choice to allow people to be who they need to be. Let me share one of my one quotes, sacred medicine, poem, or whatever you want to call it, sacred truth, really. And before we release the show, and I'll bring Celeste on if she has anything else to say. This is from Emmett Fox, E-M-M-E-T Fox. And hopefully I'll read it without crying or tearing up and anything like that, because every time I read it, it moves me. There is no difficulty that enough love will not conquer. No disease that enough love will not heal. No door that enough love will not open. No gulf that enough love will not bridge. No wall that enough love will not throw down. No sin that enough love will not redeem. It makes no difference how deeply seated may be the trouble, how hopeless the outlook, how muddled the tangle, how great the mistake. A sufficient realization of love will dissolve it. If you could love enough, you would be the happiest and most powerful person, most powerful being in the world. Emmett Fox. Whew, that touches me so deeply, because we all can love. We all can choose to love. And I thank you. Celeste, let me bring you one. If there's anything you want to share before we release the show.
I just want to make sure I remind people of where they can get more of your sacred medicine, Life Coach Today, on Life Conversations Radio Network. Powerful show, and everything just ended up so beautiful, even in the midst of the chaos. So it was definitely a love walk. So I want to remind them that this is the last show for the week for the Ask Life Coach Today radio show, but tomorrow is the Play Experience with Mbasa Safera at 7 p.m. Eastern. Then you get your full moon and Valentine's Day on with the syndicated Ask Life Coach Today radio show on Within Radio. It's Within Radio on InspireBroadcasting.com. And then you can check out Music You Can Taste on The Sounds of Soul with Adeyemi Fowolse at 9 p.m. Eastern on 1-2radio.com. And don't forget to join me on Sundays
at 8 p.m. Eastern for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. And thank you for joining us on the Love Train.
Yes, thank you, Celeste. Thank you, Yvette, even though you're not listening right now, because in Atlanta we're having snowstorms. Her power went out in the middle of the show. Computer shut down, phone shut down, but all is well. Thank you, Celeste. Thank you, Yvette. Thank you, listeners. And it's time to release the show. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. And Emmett Fox, just type in Emmett Fox in Google and put something like enough love. I'll read the last paragraph. A sufficient realization of love will dissolve it all. If only you could love enough, you would be the happiest and most powerful being in the world. Be love, be true to yourself, and be loved. This is Just Cynthia, and you can find out more about her by going to her website. It's Just Sent, J-U-S-S-E-N-D. Happy Valentine's Day. Love yourself. Be the love. Continue to be love in action. Peace and blessings. This is Just Cynthia. Love glow. Let your love glow. Let your love shine.
Look on your face. The warmth you radiate looks like the love glow.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.